and she sighed and glanced guiltily over her shoulder at the big round clock on the wall. Do you need to go? She bit her lip. Phil's supposed to call in a little while. I didn't know you were going to wake up. No problem, Mom. I tried to tone down the relief so she wouldn't get her feelings hurt. I won't be alone. I'll be back soon. I've been sleeping here, you know, she announced, proud of herself. Oh, Mom, you don't have to do that. You can sleep at home. I'll never notice. The swirl of painkillers in my brain was making it hard to concentrate even now, though apparently I'd been sleeping for days. I was too nervous, she admitted sheepishly. There's been some crime in the neighborhood, and I don't like being there alone. Crime? I asked in alarm. Someone broke into that dance studio around the corner from the house and burned it to the ground. There's nothing left at all. And they left a stolen car right out front. Do you remember when you used to dance there, honey?
I remember.
I shivered and winced. I can stay, baby, if you need me. No, Mom, I'll be fine. Edward will be with me. She looked like that might be why she wanted to stay. I'll be back tonight. It sounded as much like a warning as it sounded like a promise, and she glanced at Edward again as she said it. I love you, Mom.